We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good evening, everybody, and good morning, everybody. However you are consuming the content, I am Bart Winkler. It's the Friday, June 2nd show being taped and delivered on YouTube after Game 1 of the NBA Finals, which sees the Denver Nuggets beat the Miami Heat by a score of 104-93. Some other stuff I want to talk about on tonight's show. The StreamYard is always available for people to jump in and comment themselves. We'll talk about the Brewers a little bit. They lose. Freddie has a rough first inning, recovers, but the Brewers can't get any runs. It's that magic line of four runs. If they get four runs, they're probably going to win. If they score less than four runs, they're probably going to lose. And that's what happened on Thursday afternoon. They lost. Unless there was a crazy comeback, I think the Admirals have tied up their series, so we could do a Admirals post-game show if need be, and we'll have some reaction to the Mount Rushmore that we did with Paul and Grant on yesterday's show. NBA Finals, so the whole plan, as I've told you guys throughout the NBA postseason, was I want to be live after every Bucks game, and we really want to ramp it up. And the first round was getting pretty good, and then the second round never happened because the Bucks lost to the Heat. So I still wanted to find ways to go live and see when there might be an audience and talk with you guys about what we're seeing. And so let's try to go live after the NBA Finals. But with this game and with this matchup, I am a little worried about what the interest will be. I don't think the series is over yet. I think that as far as game one, this was always going to be the outcome. The Heat were in Boston in a game seven, had to go all the way then to Denver. Denver is home court, altitude, right? But then coming off of game seven, it was always going to be this way. I don't know. Caleb Martin didn't play the fourth. They missed their shots. If you're a Heat fan, you don't feel great by any means. But I think really the series starts on Tuesday. This was always going to be a series where the Nuggets kind of just had a 1-0 head start. And that's what happened this evening. We're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Joining us is Matt in the Falls.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
Hello, sir.
Where are you, in your car?
No, I'm in my basement. I got all the lights off because I have some seedlings down here and I don't want to trick them into thinking it's daytime.
Very smart of you.
That could be weird for their life cycle.
Well, what's up, buddy?
I don't know. I just watched the game. Obviously, big blowout. Denver totally outmatched them start to finish. I feel like national interest is going to be pretty weak. Denver has a two-time MVP, but he's not flashy. He doesn't grab you. He's not a household name. And Miami's an eight seed. Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. He's great, but they don't have the big draw either. And it kind of feels like when the Marlins play in the World Series, like they're a good team, but nobody, you know, whatever.
I think that one of the stories that people are going to be scouring to find out, like, what were the TV ratings, and you know, and the TV ratings are just for, like, I don't know, hoop heads, casuals, you know, I think people that like basketball are going to watch this finals. And I think there's a lot of intrigue in this finals, but the matchup itself, you're right. I mean, I think this is the first time maybe ever. I didn't read the full stat, and I just flipped through it. But nobody in this matchup has a top 10, is top 10 in jersey sales or was first team all pro. I mean, because Jokic, you know, the center, and Embiid got it and stuff. But there's like there's nobody. It's just not as big. And so I was wondering, why did the conference finals feel bigger? And then my first thought is, oh, my God, is it because the Lakers and the Celtics? Like, is that just why it felt bigger? But I almost think Heat and Celtics, there's a history towards. You get the rivalry. Even Nuggets and Lakers, there's a history. There's a common opponent. Heat and Nuggets, I might have said that wrong, but Heat and Nuggets, are it's such a random matchup that you have to really like basketball to watch this series, with all due respect.
It's the least appealing of the possible matchups that you could have had from Eastern Conference in the Western Conference Finals. Lakers Heat would be better, and then Nuggets Celtics would be better, and Lakers Celtics would be better. So we got the least appealing matchup as far as I'm concerned, entertainment wise, and as far as the public will be concerned, in my opinion. And I think the rest of the series is going to kind of keep going like that.
Well, I did, you know, for those that care, I did make my prediction on Thursday afternoon. I did predict Nuggets in four. I think what everybody wanted to do, what everybody's taking the Nuggets. I don't know anybody that's taking the Heat. I didn't put any money on this game. Brian asked if I put any money on this game. I didn't. Nuggets was the play. You could have messed around with the 9.5 line. They covered that. I think it went under. You could have maybe thought that was the case. But, no, I just – this game went as everybody figured it would. And I do think that based on how the Nuggets got in here and how the Heat got here, yeah, this is a finals with a 1-0 head start for Denver. And we saw that. We had to play it out, and we saw it played out in game one. I honestly, as soon as the – and I'm not kidding about this – my brother and I always talk about this, that sometimes we don't like have a feel on the game, on a game, a Packer game. But then as soon as we see like the jersey matchup, oh, we're not winning this game. There's something to it. I'll try to make track of it better. But as soon as I saw the blue jerseys and the red jerseys for the Heat, I was like, what is this? Somebody needs to be wearing their white jerseys.
I like the colors.
Kind but it's not, I don't know. It just didn't look finals to me.
I guess, yeah.
You want to stick on and talk to your buddy Tony in Texas as I bring him in?
Yeah, I want to talk about Monty Williams.
Oh, sure.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, Tone?
Bart, absolutely right. The jersey color, you need to have one team in white. Good call. It looked so cheap. It looked like an NCAA match. And also, was this at a neutral court? This Nuggets fan base, I don't know if they have Happy Place Hemp out there, Bart, but they just seem like they
25% were 25% off, yeah. Yeah, I thought they'd be more crazy, and I saw all the gold shirts, and I was like, well, absolutely thought that they were going to wear all the shirts, and not everybody wore the shirts, and I think that's a big deal.
Think about Milwaukee.
Gotta wear the shirt.
Think about Milwaukee a couple years ago, Matt and Bart, how it was just rocking at the Pfizer. You had the Deer's District. You had all these people outside the arena. I've been to Denver, and you're right. They shouldn't have a pro franchise because of the elevation. There's no scene in Denver. It was a joke. I mean, it's not like Milwaukee, that's for sure.
The Bart Winkler of Denver right now is going to get on the radio tomorrow and just bitch about the crowd. He's not even going to – like, if I was out there, I'd be like, yeah, we won. That's great. Okay, yeah, we were supposed to win, okay? Where were people putting on their shirts? This is our chance. I'd be like, this is our chance on the national stage to show that we belong. And here we are not wearing our T-shirts. I'd be pissed. I'm pissed for them.
I don't think the Denver – I've always thought the Denver fan base was pretty good with the Nuggets, but – I maybe it's just a bunch of rich people at these games from Aspen or Boulder. I don't know, but that was a weak ass crowd. If I'm a Nuggets fan, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm with you, Bart. I think the Nuggets are going to win. I'm going to say maybe in six games. I'm going to give the Heat a little bit some things to build off. I like this Highsmith guy they brought off the bench. I think this guy could be a little bit of a secret weapon. Maybe come in and do some good things. I like that Spoelstra mix up the zone a little bit. And, you know, Miami's not going to win that first game. We all know that. So I don't think this series is over. I'm not going to pick the Heat, but it's definitely not over.
Well, I think when I thought about Nuggets in four, everybody wants to take the Nuggets or wanted to. But then you have to account for, will there be a Jimmy Butler game? That wasn't tonight. Will there be a Caleb Martin game? That wasn't tonight. 1-for-7. Again, he didn't play in the fourth. And so you want to give credit to the Heat for what they've done. So you might go like Nuggets in five, but then you might think, I want to give credit. So Nuggets in six. But I think that the Lakers series was big for me with the Nuggets because the Lakers, Brian Windhorst was right. For getting swept, that was about as good of a team for getting swept ever. He was right. He took a lot of shit for that, but he was right. It's just the Nuggets just took their best shot every time and were like, okay, whatever, fine. And then even when it was 15 up, when they were 15 up, the Lakers were in the second half of the fourth game, the Nuggets just came back instantly and won. And if the Lakers gave that shot and the Nuggets didn't lose a game, that's kind of why I'm leaning towards the Nuggets. Now maybe they like get lazy on a game and can win game five at home, you know, get that game five money, but it's just hard to see. They could do it. And again, it's not over, but it's tough. It's going to be a lot easier for the Nuggets to win this finals, if that makes sense, than it will be for the Heat, Tony.
Yeah, it makes sense, but here's something to look as this series progresses. Denver is not a great road team. They haven't been all year. You get them out of the Mile High City. I could see Miami tying this up 2-2, really. I really could. If that could happen. And don't forget, our Milwaukee Bucks were down to the Phoenix Suns 0-2, right? They came back and won.
Matt, are you playing a game?
Yes, I am.
Is it a first-person shooter game?
How big is your screen?
I'm trying to look at your glasses.
I know. I was worried about my glasses reflection. But, you know.
I thought I saw you walking somewhere.
Yeah, but so, I'm listening. I'm listening because I know that I could get called on at any second.
Matt, so I did hear a voicemail with you and my guy Jake. So what's going on there? What's
I don't know. Jake's calling me weird all of a sudden. I'm pretty sure he's got a lip ring, so I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't
know. I think he's right.
Nothing wrong with that, but I mean, let's, you know, pot calling the kettle black or what?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, give me your Packers Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Well, obviously, Paul Emig is, I don't know. I got to question him. You got to put Lambeau on there, right?
I think so.
You got to put Lambeau on there. And then you got to put Lombardi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two for two.
And I got to go. Oh, man, this is so hard. This is so hard after that. I think you go Rodgers and Favre, but I could, I'm up for people to dispute that. You can go Nitschke. You know, a guy that I always thought, or you can go Starr also, Bart Starr. But a guy that I always felt like is overlooked in Packer history is Forrest Gregg, one of the greatest offensive linemen ever. And Lombardi said he's one of the best players he ever coached. And I loved him as a coach, not a great coach, but he got the Bengals to the Super Bowl. And with the Packers as a coach, he hated the Bears. Every game was entertaining. So
I think Don Hudson should get more consideration. Hudson, too.
Yep, Hudson.
What about the Hudson Center?
Yeah, exactly.
He does have the Bart, who did you have again?
That was unbelievable.
Who was your four?
Lombardi, Lambeau, Starr, and Favre.
Okay, yeah, you took – I can't argue with that. That's
and good. There was – so I was talking with someone about how Rodgers should be on instead of Starr to represent a different era. But I'm not trying to represent eras. I'm trying to pick the four most important guys in Packer history.
So off-the-field issues does not mean anything or post-career?
No.
Okay.
No. Are we talking about Favre or did Starr do something I don't know about?
No, Starr, everything Bart Starr did was great. My grandparents met him and then saw him a year later.
Rawhide Boars Ranch, right?
That's how I was.
Right?
Yeah, Rawhide. Matt in the Falls, Tony in Texas. You guys Hot take Jake.
Oh, Jake! There he is. What's up, brother?
What's up, guys? I miss you all.
What is behind you?
Jake.
Monday night. Wow. Is it Monday? No, it's not.
Well, but it's been Mondays. I didn't change my background. I got lazy.
Well, what's up, Jake? You just got called out for having a lip ring.
Who called me out?
Are you even watching the show?
I think Tony did.
No, Tony. It wasn't me. Jake, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
You called me weird, so I said, hey, this guy's got a lip ring, and he's calling people weird.
Matt, surely you knew that was a term of endearment.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, yeah, you guys are my boys.
Who knows?
I don't have any enemies on this show. You guys are all my boys.
All right, Ryan wants to know who my Mount Rushmore is of Milwaukee Wave. Okay. Victor, the goalie. Keith Tozer. Michael King.
And
the guy that was the trainer for 30 years. Yeah, I feel pretty good.
What about Tattoo? Yeah, I don't know who that is. I have no idea.
I feel pretty good about that. All right, professional reset. Jake, your thoughts on the game? Did you watch
it? Well, I was having nightmares there for a minute because I'm rooting pretty hard for Denver. And, God, if that wasn't like – I was having flashbacks of the Bucks blowing big leads when the Miami went on like a 9-0 run to cut the lead to like 9. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is the worst thing ever. But
they never they were never going to
– No, it never felt like it was actually going to happen. So, yeah, I mean, I think the series – I thought if Miami was going to win one, I thought it was going to be tonight. So I think it's going to be a sweep, quite honestly.
Miami would win tonight?
Why would you think they'd win tonight after a game?
Tonight is the game they were going to least likely win.
No. I just thought that maybe Denver would come out a little lax, day's goal being off. And I guess I'm too used to Milwaukee Bucks teams because they do stupid shit like that where they just play around with their food. So, no, I think it's going to be a sweep for Denver. I do think we need to appreciate Nikola Jokic because the dude is the best player in the world. I know we all love our Giannis, but he really doesn't have much of a flaw to his game, certainly on the offensive end. And I think his defensive struggles are overstated because people dying to just find weaknesses with the guy because they don't want to appreciate him. So, and there's various biases behind that. But I'm just going to go ahead and call it like it is. He's the best basketball player in the world right now. One of the top 3 to 5 most fun guys to watch. So I don't understand why there isn't more marketing based around this guy. I mean, I understand why, but I think it's bullshit.
Why?
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you on the Joker.
Why? Because he's a Serb?
Foreign-born player, yep.
Oh. But they're always talking about how he's on his horse overseas and shit. They market that.
Horse? What horse?
The horse he's riding?
We all need to just discuss this, though. This is important. How does this affect LeBron James? What are his thoughts on the series? What is he doing during the series? What are the Lakers doing? Are they looking at scouting some of these players? What is going on in L.A.? That's what we need to know. Bart, your thoughts.
Well, I did see LeBron was actually at a movie premiere tonight.
I was just kidding, man. I don't
know. So does that mean that he never intended to make the finals? Did he have plans all along?
Hey, there's a desk or a spot opening up next to Skip Bayless. So maybe there you go, Bart.
Yeah.
Well, but you probably wanted to go to Bronny's graduation ceremony.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. I like LeBron the person, but the basketball player is just – I've got –
Hey,
anyways.
Go ahead, Tony.
I got a question, Bart. You brought up something that really piqued my interest today on the Bart Winkler podcast. Today you mentioned on the show that Jaylen Brown was 3-1 to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
My ears perked up, man. I spit my coffee out when I heard that one.
Those are the odds that I got from our everyone
favorite the
guy in sports radio, Jimmy Shapiro. Whenever you see odds, it's always from the same guy because one guy like sends people the odds and does all the dirty work for everybody. And those are the odds.
Do you guys see any chance in hell that would happen?
No,
I don't either.
I mean, I could see a chance if you got two teams that aren't really looking to – one's not looking to rebuild. Like, they both are kind of in that contention. And if they decide, well, sure, we could trade Jaylen Brown and get a really high draft pick, but we want to stay where we're at, the Bucks could say, wow, we need a shakeup. We need somebody that can score a little bit more in a half court. Maybe they're interested in a Holiday for Brown swap. I could see that.
Holiday for Brown? That's not
Middleton for Brown.
I don't think Boston would be interested in that. I think it would be – definitely,
but they're terrified of him.
That's true. He is the Celtics killer.
No, keep chewing there and then make your point.
Hey, Bart, I got my dessert going. Mazzulla's being brought back to the Celtics. Any thoughts on Mazzulla going back to Boston? What do you think?
I think he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Every time I see him speak, I just like, it's like, oh, does he do the three-word answers because he can't put a sentence together?
I'm with you guys on that. I'm glad that that's happening. I'm with you. If a coach can't do a post-game conference, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, not to be, like, mean, but I think he might be more dumb than he is trying to be a dick. Like, Joe, what do you think about the defense? He's probably like, wait, they asked me a question? I have to answer now? How does this work?
Yeah. I guess better to be dumb than a dick. By the way, Bart, I just wanted to give you a compliment.
Hey,
I'm getting a compliment, Tony. Hold on, Tony.
Bart nailed the Mount Rushmore. I think it's pretty simple. It is Lambeau, Lombardi, Favre, and Star. 100%.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you. Thank you.
And I wanted to say that I love that. I mentioned this on Twitter. No matter what, whenever you start talking about Mount Rushmores, it inevitably ends up with just a bunch of dudes listing names. Just not Marcus Johnson, Ray Allen.
What about this guy? What about this guy?
Nobody making points, just naming names, but everybody's just.
Do you remember this guy? And do you remember that guy?
Yeah, and that's entertaining as shit.
All right, I'm going to use this opportunity to remind you, as Tony brought up, happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off each and every order. Get the Delta 8s, the Delta 9s, the CBDs, the CBNs. Those help me sleep. What helped me sleep last night, I'm sorry to say, was alcohol. I did have a drink at the end of May.
How was it?
Well, if you want to go.
It was good, but then, like, I was hurting all day.
Well, I was going to say, Bart, if you do want to go to sleep, just put a Brewer game on. That'll put you to sleep pretty fast.
I took a nap during the Brewer game.
Yeah.
Thursday, yeah.
That is going to knock you out within a couple of outs. You will be knocked out.
But I did have a drink. I didn't finish May. I negotiated with myself, as alcoholics do. I skipped Memorial Day weekend, and I skipped my birthday. So I thought I earned a couple of hours. Yet, the better way to fall asleep and not have that hangover all day would be the gummies that get me through May. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off every order, as Matt is just blowing some people back to Kingdom Come on his video game.
How can you really see that?
No, I can hear every click.
It's just destroying my
speakers. Clicking, it's like Bill Michaels is doing an interview.
Is it?
Clicking.
Is it that bad?
Yeah. It's bad.
Is that why you were muting me before?
Yes.
All right, well, maybe if I got to talk, I could overshadow the clicking.
Well, what did you want to say? You
want to talk about Monty Williams.
Yeah, bring up Monty Williams. And I'm going to go five wide trademark pending for Q.
What's up, dudes?
So we got Matt in the Falls. Matt in the Falls has the floor to talk about Monty Williams. Tony in Texas is here. I take Jake is here. And Q is back. Matt, you have the floor.
So I guess that news happened last night. I didn't hear about it until I was listening to today's episode at like 8:30 p.m., so like an hour and a half ago. And Bart said, oh, Monty Williams signed 6 years, $78 million to Detroit. And I was like, is Monty Williams like a running back or a wide receiver that I've never heard of? Like, signed with the Lions? Like, and I started Googling like Monty Williams RB and Monty Williams, and it didn't come up. And then I realized through the Google machine that it was a coach in the NBA. And
Monty
it was that
Williams,
guy.
RB.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
It was
you're
like
not.
some running back I've never heard of because it's possible. I got stuff going on. I don't know every NFL player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, $13 million a year going to Detroit, it makes sense. And then it's Monty Williams, the coach, whose best accomplishment is blowing a 2-0 lead in the finals and then underachieving with, you know, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and whoever else they got over there, Chris Paul, but, you know, God knows what's going on with him. And it's just, it's shocking. Like you said, what, Budenholzer was getting $5 million? So, like, Monty Williams.
Five, six, seven, no more than that.
So did Monty Williams people go into the meeting and be like, all right, we want at least seven, and be like, all right, how about 13? Like, how did this happen? I want to know. I just don't understand it, and it's hilarious, and the pressure is going to be enormous. And I mean, I guess Detroit has a few good young players, but wow, $13 million a year for an NBA coach. Is that more than Nick Saban makes?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like that's just unreal. But
how? What?
Yeah, Saban.
He's under no pressure.
Makes $11 million. Yeah.
The first time I'm going to agree with Q. There is no pressure at all. What are you talking about? Q and I are on the same page on this.
Yeah. It's like you. How, isn't it like a 5-year deal? There's no
six.
Pressure because it's guaranteed money. Like he could get fired tomorrow and he gets all that money.
It's all guaranteed, huh?
I mean that's NBA contract.
Yeah, the coaches are, but.
Well, so, and the thing too is like the Pistons were like gonna, Charles Lee was one of these names, but it seemed like it was gonna be a guy who could go in there, have some time, implement this program, and then they would only, like, how much do you have to pay Charles Lee to be a head coach? 2.5, 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no pressure if you just care about the money, but like if you want to go in there and do a good job and be like the guy who lived up to this contract,
he's got at least,
yeah, there is pressure. Yeah.
He's got
if you don't want to be the guy who got this contract and then sucked.
But why? The money still comes.
Here's my theory. He was like, I don't want to live in Detroit. And they're like, all right, 10. And he was like, no, still don't want to live in Detroit.
That could have happened.
Got it all the way up to 13.
So. I think we're going to see something for the first time ever. We're going to see a tank job from an NBA head coach, not because he wants his team to get a better draft pick, but he's like, I want to just get fired and collect this $78 million and just never be seen or heard from again. Because, like, what are your options? Get $78 million and live in Detroit for 6 years or get
fired? I think Detroit's one of these cities on the come up, guys.
Come back? On the come?
Yeah. On the come. They're on the come. Detroit, there are 82 games in an NBA regular season. Detroit in the last 4 years has won a total of 80. Fun fact for you.
I would have guessed less.
I wonder what the cost of living adjustment is going from Phoenix to Detroit. It's got to be like 50% in the other direction.
Oh, yeah.
So, like
Phoenix dollars.
$78 million in Detroit is like probably, well, I could adjust that for you, too. I'll do a salary. You guys have questions? Fuck,
yeah.
I'll be Google tonight.
Hey, I got
good, I'm busy.
I want to talk about these coaching moves. Who came out on top when we look at this right now? Philly, Boston, the Bucks. You know, Phoenix has not named a coach, have they?
Is Ty Lue still out there?
Phoenix has not named a coach.
Ty Lue was never out there.
He's under contract with the Clippers.
What do we feel about Nick Nurse?
I guess I don't know anything then.
Nick Nurse going to Philly. I mean, that scares the hell out of me.
I mean, there's still questions if Joel even wants to stay there. Like, he could demand a trade. I'm honestly, like, I feel like Sixers needed to make a move like that. So I'm not concerned. I feel like it's a boom or bust move, and Nick Nurse just seems very unpredictable. So
you guys will be shocked to hear this. Ready?
Yes.
$1 million in Phoenix is $995,000 in Detroit. So it's like the same.
What's your source on that?
It's NerdWallet.com. $1 million in Phoenix is $939,000 in Milwaukee, which is $870,000 in Fond du Lac.
That's surprising to me because a lot of people from California, the cost of living is getting too high there, so they're just flocking to like Phoenix.
They're coming here.
California's up.
They're coming here.
California's the worst.
Yeah, Texas too.
Yeah, we're turning into a blue state from a red state. We've got a bunch of Winklers over here.
Oh.
Hey, how about my guy Trump this morning?
What happened?
What did he do?
He said, no, in the morning, Trump goes, and this term woke, I don't know what it means. I don't like it. We use it. We don't know what it means. And then 9 hours later, he's at another event. He's going, the military, they got to be all woke. like, what are you doing?
Well, Bart, happy Pride Month. I'm glad you
Yeah, happy Pride Month. Pride. This show supports Pride, for sure.
Hey, all about that. Sarah Tuaola.
Excuse me?
Oh, former Packer great. You guys remember Sarah Tuaola?
No.
No? Okay.
There is a guy who was commenting on the YouTube. I don't know who he is. I don't think he's one of us. He says his name's Vinny. He says nobody wants Milwaukee's trash players. Drew for Jalen. LOL. You guys are garbage.
So I feel like the Jalen for Middleton trade would be amazing. Like that would be my dream
for us
season move.
Well, yeah, he's like 8 years younger.
Yeah.
If only we didn't need Boston to agree to it. Then we'd be set.
No, but they seem so anti-Brown right now that, like, I don't know. Like,
I just feel like they could get a much better offer than Chris Middleton.
That's probably
true. Talking about Damian Lillard for Jaylen Brown. Like, obviously more pieces involved. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Middleton has more value to Milwaukee than any other team.
I don't think that he's available, though. Like, I don't think Portland's going to give up on Dame.
Well, I don't think so either, but just in the discussion, that's like the kind of names that are being brought up for Brown. And I get it. You know, I think I'm really interested to see Jaylen Brown play on a team other than Boston and kind of as the lead dog, because when I watched the Celtics play from the eye test, I see more of a dog in Jaylen Brown than I do Jason Tatum. So
absolutely.
I don't know. I could see him getting traded and just completely blowing up.
Yeah, I think he's been underutilized and hidden behind Tatum. So I would love to get him on the Bucks.
You're saying Jaylen Brown has been hidden?
Yeah.
I think he's been – the national media is all over him just like Jason Tatum.
I don't think it's to that level. I disagree on that.
No, Jason Tatum. People want Jason Tatum to, like, baptize their son.
Right. Right. Yeah.
They're trying to make Jason Tatum in the face of the league.
In the church of Jason Tatum. Yeah, I mean, he is a godlike figure. Jaylen Brown's just a guy everyone likes.
Yeah. Is Jaylen Brown a top 20 player in the league, top 15? Where do we have him?
I think
somewhere between there.
I would say he is, but I think he has top 10 potential. Which
I agree with you.
Chris,
I've heard Jason take top 5, top 7.
But
I like when you guys all talk at the same time. That's good.
Chris is like, I think Chris has peaked in that ranking. So Chris might be top 20, but it's hard to say because he's often hurt. But I don't think he could. He doesn't have the same upside as Brown does. And then, like Bart was saying, there's like an 8-year age gap. So even if, like, you have to give up a pick also to get Brown, I feel like we'd be all right.
We're never going to draft again.
Who cares?
At some point we'd have to.
I don't know. I'm upset with the Bucks for always giving away their picks, but I'm with Q on that one. I would totally make that deal. If you can get Brown without giving up Holiday, like bring back like that is that's pretty much a stacked team. That's got to be a finals favorite, but I still can't see Boston doing it.
Well, and whoever pays Chris's contract, you're going to be on the hook for like $45 million a year.
Well, Jaylen Brown's going to get a max where he's getting 60.
Right.
Yeah, but I think we've got room for him and Giannis.
Yeah, but that's going to be it. See, the way that this new tax is going to go is that if you supermax two guys, you can't have your Bobbies in your Pat. You're going to suck.
How long is that CBA for? Because it doesn't seem like it's good for the players at all. So I feel like that
whole I thought it was like 7-8 years, man. They agreed to it because now they can all get high.
Well, I will say this too. I think if you're talking about Middleton at 45 a year or Brown at 60 a year, I'm easily taking Brown.
Yeah. As a movable piece, Brown has such a huge half-life where Chris's half-life is like 2 or 3 years, and you're going to have to sign him to like a 5-year deal.
Yeah. Hey, would you take Jamal Murray over Brown right now? I would.
Yeah, and so would the Echo. Who's got the Echo going?
You or Tony.
Which can't be me. All right, I need one or two of you guys to say goodnight.
I can say goodnight.
All right. That's fine.
Thanks, guys.
Can I cue?
I just wanted to say before I left that my Mount Rushmore of the fan is Bart, Gary, Sparky, and Rami.
No, and I think Gary. It's Gary, Sparky, Bart, Tim, and then who? Bill or Chuck.
Who?
Tim Allen.
No.
I'm not.
A Brewer post game guy, not a shot.
Okay, well, I'm not on there, but thank you.
Yes, you are. Stop shortchanging yourself.
Yeah, I think you are, Bart.
If we're talking about quality here, 100%.
So although I did go in the Brewers locker room twice in 2018, and I did put the chairs out.
Iconic.
All right, who's leaving me?
I'm getting the fuck out. I love you guys.
I'm going to leave too. Night, guys.
See ya. Jake, see ya. One thing I wanted to talk about is regarding the Nuggets. Their roster, remember how all year we're like, oh, the Bucks are so deep. It's so fucking great. Tony in Texas here. In the Falls here. The roster is so deep. It's so fucking great. The Nuggets don't go more than 7 deep. Right. Like that Brown guy got out there, Brown, they don't care about him. Jeff Green's out there literally just to give, like, other guys breathers. Otherwise, that is a 6-man rotation. And so for the Bucks, we're all like Ingles and Crowder and Pat and Grayson and Bobby. And the Nuggets are just like, no, we're going to get Jokic. And then we're going to get three or four guys around him that play off him perfectly. They're going to be unselfish because they know that Jokic will give them the ball and they'll get theirs and they'll just all play as a unit. And they have built, like, it's risky because if a guy gets hurt, you're fucked. But they're going to do this with pretty much a 6-man lineup. And I don't know if that's a trend for the future or not, but it's certainly the opposite, I think, guys, of what the Bucks have been doing.
Yeah, Bart, that's the classic case of quality over quantity. And don't forget, they had Bones Highland. They traded him off, a good young prospect.
Yeah, they did trade Bones away. People do forget.
Who?
Bones Highland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
Ah, yes. Well,
Well, Matt, can you give us the Minnesota Wild roster? I mean, what do you know?
Yes, I can give you a number of players.
Yeah, give me that.
Who you got in the cup, Matt?
What?
Who's winning the cup?
Vegas.
I'm with you on that. Vegas. I'm going to pick Vegas in like what, 5-4 way. They might sweep them.
They look really good. I mean, yeah.
Nothing like the traditional matchup of Florida versus Vegas for the Stanley Cup, right, Matt? Like the original six?
Hockey powerhouse towns.
Yeah. But, I will say this about Vegas, though. They've really taken that team and made that their thing. So, good for them.
Yeah, it seems like the fans are great, and, you know, they got a cool logo and stuff, and the team's good, so.
They probably like that team better than the Raiders.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Well, now they're getting the A's, probably. I mean, what a great time to be alive.
You know, it's a nice juxtaposition. You got ice hockey in one of the hottest cities in America.
Do you guys remember, this wasn't a long time ago, when they wouldn't put teams in Vegas because of sports gambling?
Yeah, they wouldn't let Tony Romo have a fantasy draft there.
Jeez. Times have changed.
Money talks.
Mm-hmm. Times have changed.
They don't say a thing and it don't walk. That's why I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
Hey, speaking of Vegas, you going to that game in Vegas against the Raiders?
No. That was going to be the one.
His friends pussied out.
My friends pussied out.
Well,
I shouldn't say that. That's not the phrase. That's a bad. I got to edit that out. We can't say that. That's a bad term. My friends had a change of heart. And so we're going to Pittsburgh.
No, what happened is they saw the damn bill, what it's going to be. I've looked at that trip. It's crazy.
Flights were bad.
God.
The tickets were bad. Well, even Stanley Cup tickets, I think the cheapest is $600.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
It's ridiculous.
Because people will fly in, go to the game, and then party.
Yeah.
Hockey games are fun, even if it's not your team.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Speaking of hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals tying up the series against Coachella Valley.
Yeah, 2-2. Saw that.
I watched some of it. It was on My24, and I don't know who caught it, but Aaron Sims, who I think is one of the great play-by-play guys in the world. Yeah, on radio, he's solo, and on TV, they had a guy. I don't know who it was. It sounded like it was Vinny Rutino. But he kept talking where Sims wasn't ready for him to talk, and Sims just had to keep stopping. Be like, yeah. And he'll never admit it, but I bet he was frustrated as shit. So my condolences for Aaron Sims.
Very Larry.
Aaron Sims cook.
Never heard of him.
If people at My24 are listening, you got to let Simsy cook.
Yeah. It's like McCarron when he goes all over Larrabee. I can't stand that.
Yeah. Let him cook.
Tony, right, did you know that Bard?
You guys? What?
I said, Tony, did you know that Bard went to a Packer game and had to listen to the broadcast in the luxury box the whole time?
I did.
Did you know that, Tony?
Yeah, I remember that.
Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I heard that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else, boys?
Well, we've mentioned the Admirals and the Wave. That just shows where the Brewers are right now. It's just
no, really Brewers lost. Hey, let me tell you this Brewers fact, Tony. They are in first place at the beginning of June.
They are.
Since 1996, the first full season with at least one wild card in each league, 50% of the teams leading their division on June 1st, 58% won their division.
Yeah,
so the Brewers have a coin flip shot right now of winning their division.
Well, according to friend Grant Bills, this is the golden age of Brewer baseball. I don't know. I don't agree with that necessarily. But, maybe they can get some type of magic going, get these guys healthy. That Garrett Mitchell injury really just took the wind out of my sails. I was looking forward to that guy. So, I don't know. I think the Brewers are just – it's a hard watch, man. It's just hard to watch those guys. At least the games are fast.
Yeah, I watched today's game and I fell asleep. So
you did, yeah. So yeah, that just shows where the Brewers are. First place, NL Central sucks, but you know we'll see. I've seen really bad teams go far in the playoffs. Maybe that'll happen with Milwaukee. But hey, before I do have a Brewer question though. Would you just blow this shit up and trade Burns, or would you keep him?
No, I'm riding this team out.
Okay.
I'm not thinking they need to trade anybody yet.
And should we rename this team, Matt, the Wisconsin Brewers instead of Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah.
No.
Well, is it really a Milwaukee team, though? It's more of a state team.
I don't know. Bart, I was going to actually call in about this because Bart was talking about, what are some examples of them marketing to the state and not to the city?
What? The tailgate lot.
What? How does that? Milwaukee people don't tailgate? I'm so confused. You just don't like the fact that there's so much concrete there because you have this weird thing against concrete.
No, I'm an urbanist.
So what he's saying, Matt, people from Lake Country or Heartland, Oconomowoc, they're not going to drive to a Bucks game because they're scared to go down to the city. Is that what you're saying, Bart?
I'm saying the way the Brewers do everything, it's not too – like they don't have a roof there and a big tailgate lot for the people in Milwaukee because we just like, oh, it's raining. All right, I'm not going to go to the game.
Yeah.
But they got to be like, well, if there's a big bus from, you know, Rice Lake, we got to make sure that their day isn't ruined.
That's kind of absurd.
Well, that's why they did it.
Is that why every baseball team in the country that has a dome in the suburbs, is that why they all do it? Because they want to cater to – yeah. I guess you do want to cater to the state because there's more people, as Paul said.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying ignore the rest of the state, but you got – I just don't know how many times these people that come here, how much of their money is spent in Milwaukee. I think it's very little.
Well, what's weird about the Bucks, though, Bart, is they were trying to get the Chicago market for a while. I thought that was weird. And then, I mean, I get it. The Bulls were kind of down. And then they played a game in Madison, which I think they should actually look at doing a regular season game in Madison.
Bucks, I went to a Bucks preseason game against Chicago in La Crosse in 08.
Okay.
That was cool.
Well, that was back when they had the La Crosse Redbirds, right? Was it the Continental Basketball Association, the CBA they called it? Remember that?
They had the Catbirds at one point, yeah.
Whatever they were called. But, yeah, I don't know
if Saunders was the coach.
But then the Bucks got that logo with the state logo. I don't know, man. I think the Bucks are kind of trying. I kind of see what you're going with that. Ultimately, I think you think Whitey's scared to go down to Milwaukee. I think that's what you're saying.
I think that Brewers need to decrease their cement by 60%.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm with you on that. Just too much concrete. You're right. But what are they going to do? They're not going to build another stadium.
Even like off the between Palermo's and where the lot is, there's all those big buildings, but it's all industry.
Right.
You're telling me like that can't be a little zone?
The Menominee Valley area?
Yeah, just all. And there was that recycling fire down there. I was right by it because I went to Pato yesterday.
There's potential. I don't know if the Indians own that land, but there's potential over there. The
Indians.
Huh. Yeah, are we blaming the Indians, the American natives? And this, Matt, we can't have team names. We got to change our
Native Americans.
Indigenous people.
Indigenous people.
Yeah, all right.
Where's Q? Oh, boy.
The natives. Well, that. They took our team name, the Braves.
Yep, the Braves.
Man. You're assuming their disposition?
Yeah.
Their courageousness? What was I going to say? Oh, I had something. Shoot.
All right, good stuff. All right, I'm going to say goodbye to you guys.
All right.
And talk soon. Yeah, what's on the docket tomorrow? To this show?
Well, this is the Friday show.
This is it right here, right?
Yeah, and then I'm going to plan to go live again Sunday night after the finals.
All right, good deal. All right, good talking to you, Matt. It's a good talk. Yep.
I got some bullshit to go through, so if something piques your interest, you know, hop back on.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. See
ya. All right, bye, boys. A couple of comments that I did want to read, and thanks to all those guys for being here. We will be live again Sunday night. When is Griffin going to be announced by the Bucks? That's from Jake. I don't know. Nurse was announced today, and he was getting heckled about if he wants James Harden or not. Test user says, Ted Lasso, last two seasons were a disaster. I watched the first two. Really enjoyed it. I've only heard bad things about season three. I might just watch the finale and go on with my life. The episodes were like 25 minutes, and now this year they're all like 80. I don't know what they're trying to do. They only wanted to have three seasons, so the third season they made like a third, fourth, and fifth season all in one. I heard they ruined the Nate storyline, so I don't know if I like that. I know there's one guy that everyone compared to Rodgers, but it was Ibrahimovic, obviously, if you know ball like I do. Yeah, I don't know. I probably won't watch season three. My thoughts on CM Punk returning. He's coming back to AEW. I think that the fans are going to boo him. And I think he needs to go full out heel. I think he needs to be angry, dick, asshole, vindictive heel. Smiley Punk was fun. We all miss Punk. He came back. He's all smiles. Guys, I can't keep smiling. Yeah, we all love that. He needs to be a dick. He needs to be a heel. Q liked it. All right. Tom says, you guys had a show with Paul and Grant. I thought that was three 12-year-olds seeing how much they could swear. Yeah, I don't know Tom's deal, but every time that I swear, Tom, like, takes a note of it and comments on the video. So because I'm me and, you know, predictable and me, I have to do this. Fuck, shit, fuck. Bitch, fuck, shit. Bastard, bitch, ass, titties. Apologies to anyone in the car with kids, but if you've listened to the show, you knew that was coming. Shit, fuck, ass, fuck. Heat beat the, the Heat beat the Celtics to get to the finals, but the Denver Nuggets beat the Heat. Just a couple more thoughts on that game. 104-93 was the final. Jokic, this is the thing about Jokic. So he has a triple-double in his first finals game. You know who else did that? Jason Kidd. 27 points. He led the Nuggets in scoring, which I would have guessed Porter Jr. I would have guessed Murray. And I know that Jokic had a big impact, but I would have guessed one of those other guys first. Aaron Gordon at 16. But yeah, Jokic at 27 led them in scoring. The Heat a little different of a situation. Just 13 points for Jimmy Butler. Caleb Martin did not play in the fourth quarter. He only had three. Strus was 0 for 10. Holy God. Strus was 0 for 10 and 0 for 9. This from three. This is what's got to be irritating for any Bucks fan that has watched this team and now Celtics fans seeing it. Like, it is the worst. That's what happened last year in the NBA Finals. Horford and Grant Williams killed us, and then those guys shot like hell in the NBA Finals. Max Strus going 0 for 10, 0 for 9 from 3. That's something I will highlight when I'm in for Zach Elb Friday night on CBS Sports. So, yeah, as far as the series again, I don't think it's over by any means, but the Heat were always going to come into this series with a 1-0 disadvantage, and that's what you saw play out here tonight. Let's see. Got some other things to mention real briefly. Before I do that, I want to remind you about my good, good buddies at Omaha Steaks. $30 off your packages for the Father's Day specials. They've got packages that they put together. They put the packages together. You can buy things a la carte if you want at Omaha Steaks. You're going to save a lot more money when you do one of their packages. Then you're going to save another $30 when you use the code BAR to checkout. This is a great Father's Day gift. It's been proven time in and time again. Air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, many more favorites, and the caramel apple tartlets, which we always eat first because they are the best. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code BART. I'm going to try to, in terms of Tony asked me what's coming up on the show. I'm going to try to. I don't know that I will. But I'm going to try to get Alex Rodriguez on the show. A-Rod has been on a media tour because he has early stage gum disease. Alex Rodriguez is in the news. He has early stage gum disease. He did an interview with CBS News yesterday morning. Bro, I've got gum disease so bad that the dentist told me how much it would cost to fix my gums. And I have not been to the dentist since. So I should be the spokesman for gum disease. Plus, you know who else has early gum disease? 47% of American adults 30 or older. He's out there acting like he's the first person to ever contract a disease. Nah, he just needs to brush his teeth better. Like we all do. Got some comments on Mount Rushmore. Actually, Matt in the Falls had left me a voicemail on the Carl's Place voicemail line. So you just heard from Matt. Matt, I'm going to play your voicemail. 402-915-BART. Carl of ET.com/BART. Check out their golf simulators.
Hello, this is Matt in the Falls. Man, big burp. Drinking some McDonald's Coke. Very fizzy. You know how it is. Hold on. Oh, man. Excuse me. Okay, here we go. Listening to today's episode, and, you know, kudos to you guys for stretching us out, getting some airtime out of it.
Thank you.
But the Packers, Mount Rushmore is super easy. Lambeau, Lombardi, Favre, Rodgers, done.
All right, that was Matt's thoughts. Some of your other thoughts. Corey says, Ron Wolf, question mark? Yeah, I think Favre kind of steals some of the thunder from him. Brandon says, to me, Rodgers is over Favre on the Mount Rushmore. He won another MVP and went to more NFC championship games. I think that's true. And then Opinionated Lab says, no need to overthink it. Mount Rushmore is Curly Lambeau was the founder. He can be George Washington. Lombardi set the foundation and the tone. He can be Thomas Jefferson. Ron Wolf saved it from his lowest point. He can be Abraham Lincoln. And Teddy Roosevelt was in charge at the time. He can be Mark Murphy. So you want to give it to Lambeau, Lombardi, Murphy, and Ron Wolf. That would be no Packer players. Oh, well, Lambeau. Lambeau did play, so never mind on that. No, I'm pretty confident on mine. And I'm going to try to get some other Packer people to answer the question for me. But I think it's Lombardi, Lambeau, Starr, and Favre. And the only other change that I would make is maybe put Rodgers in place of one of the quarterbacks, but I feel pretty good about Starr, and I feel pretty good about Favre. All right, Sunday night, we'll try to do this again. Thanks for those of you that are here, and thanks for those of you listening, of course. Got a lot of content that we've been pumping out. If you missed any of it, there was the conversation I had with the Bears fan. We talked about wins and totals. My talk with Jeff Levering, I think, was a pretty good conversation that I thought would get more views on YouTube. If you want to go watch it, you can always revisit my talk with, remember when I talked to Clay Thompson? I don't know if you guys know about that. It's like the whole reason I got a website, bartwinklershow.com. Thanks again to Sun Ant Interactive, was so that I could show off my interview with Clay. But we'll come back on here Sunday night, wrap up the Brewers weekend. They do play Friday afternoon, 4:15 on Apple TV. You're all warned. We'll talk to you again. Signing off. See you Monday.